أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات قال الذين كفروا للحق لما جاءهم هذا سحر مبين. In the previous ayats, the beginning of 26 Supara, Allah explained the truthfulness of the Quran and the exalted high position of the Quran Sharif, then the creation of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala by which a person can recognize Allah Ta'ala. And then with regard to the Akhirat, certain aspects, what the conditions of the people will be, those who brought Iman and those who did not. Further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ اور جب سنائے جائے ان کو ہماری باتیں کھلی کھلی. And when these revelations of Allah Ta'ala, the ayats of the Quran, are recited and made known to these people, that is, referring to the non-believers, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا كَهْتَ هِمْ مُنْكِرٍ, then these people who disbelieve, the non-believers, they say with regard to the Quran Sharif, لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ, with regard to this truth that has been sent down to them, the Quran Sharif, when it comes to them, they say this is open jadu, this is magic, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mesmerizing us, he's hypnotizing us, and he's having an influence upon us, that there is nothing but this is just magic, this Quran Sharif, and it is jadu, that's why it is having effect on the people, and so many people are accepting Islam. At other times they would say, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى, کیا کہتے ہیں یہ بنا لیا ہے. Sometimes they would say that نعوذ باللہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is just an imposter and he is making up all these ayats on his own. He is being taught by somebody and he is making it up on his own. This is exactly like when a person doesn't want to accept the truth, then he finds all different types of excuses all the time. Sometimes he's got this excuse, sometimes he's got that excuse, but the basic thing is he doesn't want to accept the truth. قُلِنِ افْتَرَيْتُهُ فَلَا تَمْلِكُونَ لِي مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, تو کہ اگر میں یہ بنا لیا ہوں تو تم میرا بھلا نہیں کر سکتے ہو اللہ کے سامنے ذرا بھی. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them in answer to this, that na'uzu billah, if I'm an imposter and I'm making this ayats up myself, then you will not be able to save me at all from Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah will become very angry and Allah will send His punishment to me and nobody will be able to save me. I'm not so stupid to go in the wrath and in the disaster of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. How can I make up this ayats and put a false accusation on Allah that what Allah has not revealed to me, and I say Allah has revealed this. هُوَ عَالِمُ بِمَا تُفِيدُونَ فِيهِ, اس کو خوب خبر ہے جن باتوں میں تم لگ رہے ہو وہ کافی ہے. Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly what all the things you are conspiring with, that all your various stories you make. Sometimes you say, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, I'm a madman. Sometimes you say, I'm under the influence of a jinn. Sometimes you say, I'm making jadu. Sometimes you say, I'm making this up myself. All this what you people are conspiring and talking, Allah Ta'ala is very well aware of it all. كَفَى بِهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ, وہ کافی ہے حق بتانے والا میرے اور تمہارے بیچ. Allah is sufficient to declare who is on the right and who is on the wrong, on whose side is Allah's help and on whose side is not Allah's help. Allah is sufficient, and when Allah is such and He is the all-powerful, all your conspiracies and your evil plotting against me, I do not worry about that at all. Allah is there for me and He knows who is on the right and who is on the wrong. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, اور وہی ہے بخشنے والا مہربان. And He is the one who is oft forgiving, most merciful. And for those who strive to go to Allah Allah knows they are also going to falter. But in that faltering, Allah will forgive them. And Allah will overlook their faults. And those who are on the wrong direction, even if they don't have any faults, they are going headlong in the wrong direction. So if a person is on the right path, with the right aqidahs, and is moving towards Allah, though some mistakes he might make, but Allah will forgive him, Allah will overlook him. قُلْ مَا كُنْتُ بِدْعًا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ وَمَا تُو كَهْ مَنْ كُچْ نَيَا رَسُولِ نَهِ آيَا. And also say to them in this objections of theirs, that I'm not any new Rasul. There is no new tariqah. That from where this thing came out that Allah sends wahi to somebody. This is from before. From Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, all the great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah had made them Rasuls. And Allah Ta'ala sent His message with them. So this is nothing new, that Allah's message comes to a person. Allah makes him His Nabi, and He brings that message of Allah to mankind. وَمَا أَدْرِي مَا يُفْعَلُ بِي وَلَا بِكُمْ. اور مجھ کو معلوم نہیں کیا ہونا ہے مجھ سے اور تم سے. And I also do not know what will happen to me and what will happen to you. Here is a bit of explanation required here, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was definitely given the glad tidings that he will be given the most exalted position on the day of Qiyamah. So what is the meaning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I don't know what is going to happen to me or to you. Whereas clearly those who disbelieve, also it has been made clear they are going to Jahannam. The meaning of one meaning of it is that the full details of it I don't know. Or the basic principles and the broad principles have been told, but all the details of it, that I am not informed of either. And the better meaning, which Shaykh al-Islam, Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali is given, is like a father tells his son, if you pass the exam, I will give you a bicycle. Now the student, the child, who is very intelligent and who has got proper understanding, he'll say, I don't have to worry about the bicycle. That's my father's worry. He's going to give it to me. I must worry of studying and seeing to it that I pass my exam. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what results are going to come, that's not in my hands. And I don't have to worry. I have to do what I have to do. Allah has made me His Nabi, and I have to bring the message of Allah to mankind, and my mission, I'm going to carry it out. Also, by this we see that many people want to deflect and deter you from your actual object of life, and they bring other things. They say, for example, you've got this weakness in you, you've got that weakness. You say, that might be so, but my duty is to try my best to fulfill the commands of Allah. I have to live a right life. Don't be deflected. Don't be deterred by what people say. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you people can say what you want to, and you can warn me that I'd be facing a grave consequence also, and we will kill you, we will do this. All that is in the hands of Allah. I have to do what I have to do. I have to bring the message of Allah to you people. In attabi'u illa ma yuha ilay, main usi par chalta hu jo hukm aata hai mujhko, and I fulfill that which Allah commands me with. Whatever His commandments are, that is what I engage myself in. وَمَا أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. اور میرا کام تو یہی ہے, در سنا دینا کھول کر. And my work is just this, to warn, give you the clear and open warnings which Allah has told me. What is going to happen in the qabr, the condition. And that is dependent on the amal of a person. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah. All those details, what your life will be if you break the commands of Allah. My duty is to warn you with regard to that, and openly warn you. قُلَ رَيْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. تو کہ بھلا دیکھو تو اگر یہ آیا ہو اللہ کے یہاں سے. Say to them, think for yourself, that if this has been revealed from Allah, the Quran Sharif, and for you people it might be a possibility, For me, it's yaqeen. Definitely it has been revealed from Allah. But if you haven't got yaqeen, saying to the non-believers, but there is a possibility, وَكَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ or تُمْنَ usku nahi mana, and though there is this possibility that it's from Allah, and you did not believe in it, when in fact, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّن بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِهِ اور گواہ دے چکا ایک گواہ بنی اسرائیل کا ایک ایسی کتاب کی. And one person of the Bani Israel even gave clear witness and evidence that this is the true kitab of Allah Ta'ala. This was that the mushriks of Mecca, they had respect for the Ahle Kitab, for the Jews and Christians, that these people have got heavenly knowledge from Torah and Injil. And for that, they were awed by them and they respected them. So Abdullah ibn Salam, Ka'b Ahbar, radiyallahu anhum, these were great, great ulama. Abdullah ibn Salam, the Jews themselves said, there is no greater alim amongst us than Abdullah ibn Salam. When they gave evidence that this is the true kitab of Allah, and this is the true Nabi of Allah, now that possibility of yours has been confirmed with such great evidence and such great witnesses, so now what is left for you to accept the truth? Now you should openly accept the truth. وَكَفَرْتُمْ مِمَنِ عَلَى مِثْلِ فَعَامَنَا وَاسْتَكْبَرْتُمْ پھر وہ یقین لایا اور تم نے غرور کیا. So those that you respected that they have got heavenly knowledge, they brought iman. And you, in your pride, you rejected. You did not bring iman. In other words, from your own point of view also, see that it is only logical that you accept the truth. And that was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And till today, how many great, great priests and rabbis have accepted Islam? So if these people have got respect for their religious leaders, it's only right that they bring iman. Their own great religious leaders have also understood the truth and have accepted Islam. Inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. Beshak Allah raah nahi deta gunahgaron ko. Allah does not guide those people who are determined to do wrong. They don't want to see the right. They have no hope. They've got no. They are not open-minded. They have condemned themselves towards wrong, and they are determined to carry on in that. Then Allah also does not force anyone to bring iman. Allah has laid open the roads of hidayat. It is for that person who is open-minded and who will see to it very objectively. He will definitely see the truth, and he will bring iman. Wa akhiru da'wana.